Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia's Commonwealth has spoken, and their next governor will be Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin.
And a defining moment that is now millions of Virginians walking together.
Glenn Youngkin defeated former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe by nearly 2 percentage points. Other races in Virginia, as a lieutenant governor and attorney general, both leaning Republican, with 95% of the votes counted. The race for New Jersey governor didn't end on Election Day. In a surprise, the contest, once seen as a shoe-in for Governor Phil Murphy, remained too close to call Wednesday, with results so far showing the Democrat governor and Republican challenger, Jack Citarelli, less than 1 percentage point apart. In what some are calling poetic justice, the Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions for 2021 as they defeated the Houston Astros Tuesday night, 7-0. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Could COVID booster shots be mandated? Tim Berg reports.
As many businesses across the United States mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for their employees, will COVID booster shots be soon required as well for some workers? The answer is yes, at least at a hospital in Newark, New Jersey. University Hospital in Newark is believed to be the first in the state that's implementing a COVID-19 vaccine booster mandate for employees who got the single-dose J&J vaccine. Dr. Human Norchasm is a virologist. He joins Fox News and says this hospital is going about this the wrong way.
Really, what we're doing here is we're doing something completely unscientific and irrational in a setting where we have a very good test to assess whether or not these people are actually immune already. The fact that it's coming from a hospital system is actually quite shocking to me, because these folks actually know you can actually take these 270 people who have been vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson, assess their antibodies, and if they're low or nil, those are the folks who need to get boosted. Everybody else should not get mandated.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
President Biden Tuesday on the Virginia governor's race.
I don't believe, and I've not seen any evidence, that whether or not I am doing well or poorly, whether or not I've got my agenda passed or not, is going to have any real impact on winning or losing. I think we're going to win in Virginia. We're going to win. But look, you know, the off year is always unpredictable.
A Fox News poll revealed 52% of Virginians say they disapprove of Biden's job performance. 64% of Virginians say the country under Biden is heading in the wrong direction. The most important issue for the Commonwealth is the economy and jobs. The liberal media continues to push racism in America. MSNBC news anchors on Tuesday.
The virus was a very low salient. Not important to many voters there. It was education,
right,
which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching about race.
Critical race theory, which isn't real, turned the suburbs 15 points to the Trump insurrection endorsed Republican.
Dr. Carol Swain, a woman of color and former professor at Princeton and Vanderbilt, says she's proud to be a Virginian.
Well, they can't really racialize it because a number of black parents and immigrant parents have stood with their white brothers and sisters to reject critical race theory.
We'll continue monitoring the election results from yesterday. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you think we're playing around here? This is serious, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is for our freedom. And we are experiencing what seems to be a rebirth of conservatism as a result of last night's election and what happened in Virginia. It's it is really refreshing and encouraging on so many levels. And here with us right now is my good friend Carl Gallups, the senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church, best-selling author, former law, decorated Florida law enforcement officer, all that good stuff. I'm just so proud to know Carl Gallups, and I'm glad to have him on the show. Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. The feeling's mutual, my brother. We need to be the president of each other's fan clubs.
Well, without a doubt, I accept, and I won't even wait for a second. I'm your number one fan next to your number one wife. You're just wonderful, wonderful wife unit, you know, that God has blessed you with. And as he says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and gets blessings from the Lord. And you're blessed beyond what you deserve, you know, and you can tell that.
Yes,
you can
brother.
Tell Pam I said that.
Yes.
But I'm sure she reminds you of that every day.
Yes, yes, yes. And I can't believe that you're exposing this on international national radio. But anyway, it's out now.
well, I want people to be encouraged because there are marriages out there that are flourishing. We only hear about the bad stuff, and you two have been such an example of, you know, and I know neither one of you claim perfection. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when Billy Graham and his wife were talking, you know, one of the interviewer had asked Mrs. Graham, said, you know, have you ever thought about divorce? And she said, murder, but not divorce.
I know it. That's a wonderful line. That's a wonderful line. No, you're right, brother. But listen, your opening line about, you know, the great victory and the revival of conservatism, and may I speak to that?
Yes, please. Yeah, because we've bragged enough. We've bragged enough about you and your personal life. So, and I've exposed enough about you, as you say, over the international and national airways. But I'm just proud of you. That's why.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. And yeah, I was getting embarrassed and I was afraid a lightning bolt was going to strike me, so I wanted to move on.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the rebirth of conservatism. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, listen, and here's the balance to it all. You know, and I know, and this should go without saying, but you have such a huge audience and growing, so we'll say it again. You and I do not put our trust and faith in politicians or politics or even elections, as we saw in 2020. Our faith is in Jesus Christ, okay? The Word of God in its contextual understanding. Of course. Now, having said that, the Word of God has a lot to say about staying involved in light, being the salt, being the light, shining the light in the darkness, making things happen. And you know, in the United States of America, this is what I try to tell Christians in America. Look, you can sit around and say, well, I'm not going to get involved in politics. That's not very godly. Well, you're right. There's nothing about this world that's very godly. It is fallen.
Right.
It's under Satan's domain. So, but to say I'm not going to get involved in politics, about the only nation the planet has ever seen with a common person and quote, even Christians can run for office, be elected to office, vote for people, redress their government. I mean, this is unheard of in human history. And this is why America is both the envy of the world and then hated by the communist socialist of the world. So when Paul and Peter both wrote about obeying the government, that's a truth. That's a biblical truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we should, and we do. But both of those guys were killed for disobeying the government when it came to the things of God. The government was telling them, shut up, speaking in the name of God. Close your churches. We've got these pandemics going on out here. You can't sing in church. And I'm being funny because that's what's happened in our life. But that's what happened under Nero. And both Peter and Paul were executed because they refused to obey the government in those things. So I say to Christians, yes, vote. Yes, get involved. Not that we think that politics is going to save us. Only that Jesus Christ and his coming will save us. But what we know is that we can preserve some sanity and sanctity for the preaching of the gospel in freedom and for our children to live in freedom and to have a future. So I applaud, you know, the most recent wave that's changing. And I pray it extrapolates into 2022 election and to 2024.
Exactly. And going forward, because, you know, like you said, what does our heritage have to look forward to under a socialist regime if America was to turn? And we were so close here, and what happened and what Virginia exampled for the body politic is that your vote does count. The Constitution, we the people, when it activates, can change things. The other thing, Carl, is let's go back. I mean, as Christians, as men and women of faith, we're to follow Jesus' example. Guess what? Jesus didn't shun from politics, did he?
Oh, no. He and the early disciples, John, Peter, Paul, they all addressed ruling authorities, both religious and governmental authorities. They weren't nasty. They weren't trying to overthrow the governments, but they were trying to do what I just said. They were trying to shine light in the darkness and to try to keep people on a track of sanity.
Well, our founding fathers realized that if we did what God said, and this is very well documented in our Declaration of Independence, in our Constitution, and this is what it was. They used godly principles and examples to come up with this great American experiment, this idea. And this is what happened last night, in essence, is that people abandoned their parties. It wasn't about the Republicans or Democrats. It was about furthering an idea for freedom. That's what encourages me. And I'm thinking, wow, if this can really catch hold here, maybe America has another chance.
Yeah, no, listen, I agree. And here's the deal. Here's what I think happened in Virginia, but I think Virginia is a bellwether for what's getting ready to happen in 2022 and 2024 if we can keep the election system fair. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But if we can. But here's the deal. You go into this socialist, communist, life-invading, suffocating philosophy of running the greatest constitutional republic that the world has ever seen, and you start shutting down schools and closing churches and forcing children to wear masks all day long, and now they're talking about vaccine mandates for children.
Exactly.
And then you indoctrinate them to hate America. You call their parents domestic terrorists. You lecture them about pronoun usage. You take away their jobs and their livelihood. If you work for an organization that has less than 100 people, you're fine. But if you got, you know, if you got 101, you're a criminal. I mean, it's
exactly.
Ridiculous.
And this we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up. We'll pick it up there when we come back. More from Carl Gallups after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Freshen
and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Carl Gallup's the critically acclaimed Amazon top 60 best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, and former decorated law enforcement officer. Carl, what we saw happen in Virginia, happening, you know, we're still keeping our eyes, still hasn't, you know, there hasn't been some determination. It's interesting. They've been saying that 88% of the vote is in, but suddenly the numbers have increased, you know, and this always raises suspicion. It's like the percentage of votes are still the same, but then all of a sudden you see a gradual increase where you've got Governor Murray up over Citarelli, and you know, and then that raises suspicion and doubts because of what the Democrats were famous in doing in 2020, which is you know, becoming more and more revealed, especially with two books that are coming out. You've got the best-selling author and investigative reporter, I think one of the best in the country that we have, is Molly Hemingway, and her book Rigged, and also John Fun. They're both have released books on this election fraud that took place, which, you know, the mainstream media, Chris Wallace, anybody, you know, they don't want to hear about it. They want to just say that, you know, Joe Biden was legitimately voted in, and it's like, you know, and he's insulted when people don't agree with him. But I'm just saying, hey, I don't know. And I should know as a voter, I should know whether it's not a legitimate election, that it was free and fair. You know, after 4 years of all the dismantling and the resistance that you put Donald Trump under, you know, for several months, we've been saying, hey, we've got a problem here. You know, people went and exercised their civic duty on January the 6th. And here it is. They've been maligned. And, you know, many of them have been put into bankruptcy because of the heavy arm of the government and what they've done to these everyday citizens who care and love about and love America, and you've got them in solitary confinement, and some not even, you know, going through any kind of due process, you know, for their rights as citizens, as noted in the Constitution. It's disgusting what we have done to these people, all in the name of. You know, we must go along with what the Democratic Party says, or else if you don't comply, you're going to pay. Did we lose Carl? Okay. Carl, are you there? Okay. Carl? Okay. Maybe we got disconnected here. Maybe I went too long with the introduction here, but we'll reconnect with him in just a moment because I'm, you know, I definitely want his insight and his passion on this, and especially, you know, as a former law enforcement officer, you know, he has a lot of insight and perspective and balance, you know, to bring to this discussion. We continue to stand by for, you know, for Carl Gallup's. Okay, he's back right now. Carl, I'm sorry that we got cut off here. Yeah. I gave a lengthy introduction into the second segment. Okay, so I don't know if you heard what I said, and I don't want to repeat it all, you know, I want you to pick up what we were talking about before.
Yeah. No, I heard a bunch of it, and then it went down, so I missed your final part. But listen, no, you're right. When we went to break earlier, you and I basically had a show off of the show. I mean, we didn't intend to, but we both got so wrapped up in this, and we made a bunch of good points, and I was thinking, man, this ought to be on the air. But anyway, so it kind of goes to what you were just saying, though. What you were just saying came out of that off-the-air conversation you and I had. Yes, so with more and more prominent people and recognized and esteemed and renowned reporters and investigative journalists writing books and digging deeper into this, I mean, listen, they are documenting and recording what we innately knew. I'm just my common sense, we knew. And right. This is what all this this enragement is about. And so when you, as I said, when you have an election that certainly appears to have been stolen in one way or the other, and when you have that before you, and then you realize that what's happening there are these this socialist, communist, at times criminal, you know, impetus that is being shoved down our throats. So look, 1 year ago, just 1 year ago, brother, we had Arab peace deals going. We had Iran closed up in a box, basically. Afghanistan was quiet. China was in check. The USA was feared and respected at the same time. Our borders were under control and becoming more under control, increasingly under control. We had cheap gas. We were number one in oil production in the world. Minorities of every color and gender were more gainfully employed than ever in the history of the planet. But Donald Trump was in the White House. And who would have, how could there be 81 million votes against that? Regardless of what you think about Donald Trump, who wants to have their job taken? Who wants to have their kids' lives infiltrated? Who wants to have gas prices at $4 a gallon and rising? Who wants to have unemployment? Who wants to have minorities again out of work and can't find work? A lot has changed in the last year, and I think that the heart of America, regardless of a D or an R or an I, regardless if you're a believer or not, the heart of America are people who just want some semblance of freedom and life and future for their kids. And this current regime is snatching every bit of it out from under us like a carpet, like a rug being snatched out. And I think it's going to blow back on them. It did last night in Virginia.
Yeah, and I believe that it will continue on through the midterms and hopefully continue through 2024. But, there's a clear contrast. And you can thank Donald Trump for this because of the success, the 4 years. And this is, Carl, in spite of all the resistance, could you imagine if there was any little bit of cooperation, what the GDP of America would have been with some cooperation from the Democrats and for people that were just, you know, for the people, not for a party, not for themselves, their political lives, but for the people. My goodness, you know, even in spite of all this stuff and, you know, two impeachment processes and everything else, I mean, the disservice that the Democrats did to the American people, you know, should be noted. And everybody, you know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you know, that should revolt you, because it revolts me. To see how they wasted the people's money.
Yes, and it is revolting to everyone except a diehard socialist slash communist slash criminally minded person. I mean, because the rest of us, regardless of our political or religious ilk, we're just trying to do life in the greatest nation on the planet. And do we have problems? Yes, but we can address our problems. And we will, and there's all kinds of constitutional ways to do it. But here's the thing. I think it has blown back on them. I think they have crossed the line.
I think you're right.
Watch. What's Biden going to do? Is he going to, now after this loss and as we approach 2022, November, is he going to turn around and say, okay, you know, all the firings and the mandates? I was just kidding. I'm canceling that. Well, what about the thousands, tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of people that have been fired or quit because of that? You can't take that back.
No,
you know?
No.
What do you do about destroying the pipeline and gas going through the roof and tankers off the shore, the supply chain cut? And I mean, oh, I was just kidding. Let's open it all back up again. I mean, this is where they are. They've put themselves in a hard corner, and I think it's going to blow up.
Yeah, and here it is. We can be thankful that they exposed themselves so quickly. It didn't take them a long time to do that. And obviously, the American people, well, certainly the people in Virginia and New Jersey were paying attention, and in other markets as well. And this is coming back to, as you say, blow up in their face. The other thing, too, Carl, that we saw what happened in Virginia specifically was Terry McAuliffe and the Democrats' play for the race card seemed to fall flat. I think that's going to be an interesting dynamic, how that plays out going forward. What do you think?
Yeah.
30 seconds left, buddy. Go ahead.
I think America is so over this racism card.
Yeah. Yeah, between that and CRT, which, you know, Terry McAuliffe said they didn't teach, but clearly in all their documentation they were showing that they were teaching CRT, which was really, and I said this earlier, it was the teachers bullying our kids. I mean, here are kids, we send them to school, and we hope, oh, God, hopefully their peers don't bully them, but now the teachers are bullying them. Carl Gallups, as always, appreciate the time,
buddy. Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia's Commonwealth has spoken, and their next governor will be Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin.
And a defining moment that is now millions of Virginians walking together.
Glenn Youngkin defeated former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe by nearly 2 percentage points. Other races in Virginia, as a lieutenant governor and attorney general, both leaning Republican, with 95% of the votes counted. The race for New Jersey governor didn't end on Election Day. In a surprise, the contest, once seen as a shoe-in for Governor Phil Murphy, remained too close to call Wednesday, with results so far showing the Democrat governor and Republican challenger, Jack Citarelli, less than 1 percentage point apart. In what some are calling poetic justice, the Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions for 2021 as they defeated the Houston Astros Tuesday night, 7-0. We are USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Otho Eskin joins us now, and we're going to be talking about what happened on the set of Rust. Certainly it was a tragedy, but there still remains more questions than answers. Otho is an author, playwright, producer, who's had many years of experience himself dealing with weapons procedures from his theatrical background. Otho, welcome to the show. Good to have you with
us. Happy to be joining you today.
Well, give us some understanding as to how this could have happened. I mean, it's quite interesting. Oh, by the way, I should remind everybody that you've got a new book coming out, which we hope to have you back to talk about, which involves a murder of a leading actress in a play with what was supposed to be a cold prop, right?
The actress went into a room with a prop gun and was shot with a real gun, and the mystery is how the real gun was substituted for the prop gun. For the record, the name of the book is Headshot, and it comes out is published in early December 7th.
Well, good. Well, we look forward to having you back. But let's talk about what happened at Rust. What happened, you said, doesn't really surprise you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm absolutely stunned to hear Well, all I know, of course, is what I've been reading in the papers. But I've been dealing with guns, or props anyway, on stage for a number of years. I've never heard of anything as appalling as what seems to have happened on that set. I've written several plays involving guns that involve on stage and which are supposed to be shot, and they are never real guns, and there is never live ammunition lying around as it appears to have been on the movie set. It is, to me, just unbelievable that that could have happened. When you have a gun or any kind of weapon, it is tightly controlled by the props manager and by the stage manager. Normally, props are just laid out on a table for the actors to pick up as they go on stage. But guns or any kind of lethal weapon is not laid out. It's controlled by a props person or the stage manager or both. And I've never heard of a situation where there's live ammunition. In my cases with you where I've had guns used on stage, they weren't real guns. They were mock-ups or made of wood or plastic.
Right.
And I cannot see how any responsible organization could allow that to happen.
Yeah, why would you have a real gun on set when forever you've had true props that you say that are gun-like, that sort of thing? But
they can make props that look very, very real. There's no, I cannot conceive of any justification for having a real gun on set or on stage or real ammunition. You can use blanks, although blanks are dangerous. You can shoot somebody in the face and they can lose an eye, even if it's not fatal.
Well, wasn't there an actor here several years back with blanks? He was playing around and killed himself.
Yes, sir. That's one of the problems is if you have a gun lying out, the actors tend to play with them. I've seen that myself. I've observed that. It's just a natural human instinct. Pick up the gun, sort of pretend you're a detective or a cowboy or something.
Right.
And you can easily hurt yourself or somebody on stage or somebody in the audience. That's why it's so tightly controlled, because these things... you think that they're innocent, they're just a toy, but they're not a toy.
Exactly.
And they're tightly controlled. Usually, these mics, my indirect experience is they often have a police officer there who's trained in weapons to inspect the weapons, to be sure that there's nothing in them, certainly no live ammunition. I have once had a performance of a play in which I had a Secret Service agent had to come in and inspect one of the guns. It wasn't a real gun and was no problem. But these things have to be taken very, very seriously.
Well, and I got to tell you, being a gun owner myself, I believe in the Second Amendment. I respect guns, and I would say clearly, most gun owners they know how to handle a gun, and they know the respect of a gun. That any time you pick up a gun, you treat it as if it is loaded. I mean, this is like base one. But when you have people that are are not trained at all, and they're actors, and they don't know any better. I mean, that's it's a recipe for disaster.
To be careful and not make a mistake. But most people, and I guess I would include myself. I've shot guns in the Army and other places, but I'm not a gun owner. But people like me. We don't realize, you don't know where the safety is, or whether it's on, you don't know whether it's loaded or not, or what it's loaded with. So that's why super cautious caution is called for.
Well, you're exactly right, Otho, because if you're not working with it every day and you're not familiar with it and you're not trained, but like I said, most gun owners, this is our encouragement in the show whenever we talk about it, about gun safety, is that you must go down to the range. You must check and make sure that you are familiar with your weapon, no matter how you're using it, whether it's for play or if you're using it for home safety or other reasons, certainly not malicious reasons, but but for the sake of all concerned, gun safety is paramount.
You're absolutely right. And That's why I was as appalled to read what happened on that set, because it seems to me breaks every single common sense rule you can think of.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, they're saying now the staff was, you know, they were overworked. There was some, people walked off the, yeah, but you're right, because when you're dealing with something like a gun that, as we're finding out and realizing in this particular case, this is a life and death issue, and all it takes is a little bit of irresponsibility, doesn't it?
Yes. The fact that they seem to have live ammunition just strewn around.
That's unbelievable. That in itself, the fact that you would have live ammunition around, I mean, that's a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely.
And,
I don't have any personal experience with film sets, so I'm not speaking from experience, but just as a general proposition, I cannot imagine any situation that would justify live ammunition lying around where people just can just pick it up and play with it.
Mm-hmm. How does an actor like Alec Baldwin, I would say any actor, how do they live with something like this?
That would be awful. I don't know don't know Alec Baldwin at all, but it must be just terrible, and that's going to be a lifetime trauma for him. Even though he may be absolutely innocent and have no legal or moral responsibility, he can't help but feel terrible.
Mm-hmm. But I think the message that needs to be taken away here, Otho, is that, and hopefully you agree, is that, you know, an actor in this kind of situation, if someone puts a prop and it's a gun, you cannot be devoid of responsibility.
Yes, well,
if it's in your hand, I mean, you're counting on other people to do their job, but you can't be that disconnected that you have no culpability whatsoever. I mean, that actor should have been trained in such a way,
yeah.
Alec Baldwin should have been trained in such a way to where he, when he was handed the gun, that he had the ability to personally, you know, investigate and check and make sure that gun was free of ammunition.
Yes, and that was a revolver, as I understand. That should have been
Easy
for him to check.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, you're quite right. I quite agree. Everybody up and down the line, from the producer, director, and armorer to the actor, has a responsibility.
Well, what do you think will happen? We got less than a minute left. What do you think will come away after all this is said and done?
Well, I think some people are going to get fired. I assume, don't want to make judgments because I don't know all the facts, but somebody screwed up badly, and that should never happen, and there's no excuse for it. So I think somebody is going to get, at the very least, lose, or several people, including possibly the director, losing their job and maybe ruining their career in the movie business. Beyond that, whether it goes to criminal prosecution, I can't judge. I don't know nothing.
Well, due process will have to take place. Otho Eskin has been our guest, author, playwright, and producer, who's had many years of experience dealing with weapon procedures. From his theatrical background, his new book will be coming out in December. Headshot, correct?
That's correct.
Well, we look forward to it and look forward to having you back. Otho, thank you for being with us.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448. Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For the author and playwright and producer of many theatrical, presentations, his background, Otho Eskin coming on talking about, what happened on that set of Rust with the shooting is just so tragic and avoidable. Clearly. And, there's a lot of soul searching going on. And as we get through the due process and, the sad thing is that you've got, a woman who's lost her life. It's just tragic. And like I said, avoidable. And, hopefully, that these movie sets and those that are dealing with a gun, as I said, this is the difference between gun owners and people who are casual. And have a casual affiliation with a gun, like Alec Baldwin. People understand who are true experienced gun owners that you respect and you treat that gun as it's always loaded. And you don't take somebody else's word, that the gun is empty. I mean, because here recently I was at a range. I got to tell you, I was at a range and a range officer was he was antsy and wanted me to get, off the range and clear the lane so that somebody else could come in. And I was putting my equipment away. And before I could double check, my gun, he puts it away for me. He doesn't even check my gun to see that, all the shells are out, that it is in fact empty. He puts it in my bag. And when I got home, my instinct was I need to check my gun to make sure that it was empty. Sure enough, there was a round in the gun. And, it was like one of those moments, thank God. Thank God I had the instinct to do that, because any kind of possibility would have happened. Here it is. I have a gun in my home that I think is empty and there's a round there. And if it was, it could have been mishandled or anything like that, you know, God forbid that an accident would have happened. And thank God that that was avoided. I did call the range and let them know of what happened, you know, to put that officer on notice, because that's irresponsible. You can't go around and if you're going to, you know, put people's equipment away and put yourself in that position, then you are responsible. And this is what gun owners know. And, you know, this is the big takeaway, I believe, from this experience that Alec Baldwin, who's going to be carrying this with him, and everybody else on that set and involved, that they had a fellow worker, you know, the cinematographer herself, who died as a result of just sheer irresponsibility. And, you know, and this is why you cannot have a casual understanding and an association with a gun. You have to respect that, you know, that it can kill somebody. And you always have to, as I say, that is element one. It's absolutely critical that you treat every gun, no matter what, is that it's loaded. And that's the way you respect, you know, the handling of a gun just to begin with. And that's what keeps you out of trouble and, you know, keeps accidents, you know, from happening. And it's sad. It's sad all the way around, you know, for the family of the cinematographer, her husband, and, you know, for Alec Baldwin, everybody else that's involved. I mean, this is just, I mean, this is going to be a tough thing. And as Otho said, something that he will probably carry with him, you know, for the rest of his life. And whoever is ultimately responsible, what they're going to feel themselves. And, you know, right now it's all being investigated. It's going to due process. But the thing is about responsibility is that you may wait until things are finally investigated. Investigated and gone through, but whoever is responsible knows that they are responsible, and the onus is on them. And I'm sure their conscience is speaking to them at all hours of the night and day as this is being worked out. This is you know, sad on so many levels, but these are things that we learn, unfortunately, the hard way. But things that were so unnecessary, it didn't need to happen this way, you know, and there have been other accidents on sets before. And so why they continue to be irresponsible and so casual about this is, you know, what we see is very costly. We were hoping to talk with Peter Groves, who's a nationally recognized wildlife authority. I guess we're having a hard time connecting with him, unfortunately. And why don't we, let's get the, do we have the Nurse Barb, the independent, what was the last one that we did, independent news deal that we can play? Do we have that to the ready? Because we can play that later as I direct Brad. Brad. Normally we don't do this, you know, live on the air, but we are live. And okay, we don't know. Okay, no worries. Well, okay, let me see if I can figure this out real quick as we have time, and then we can play this segment from the Justina Nixon that was recorded on Monday. If we can play, get ready, and we'll play her back. Let me know when we're ready, and we can fire that up. And we'll reschedule Peter to talk about this brand new web series that examines the endangered animal species struggle for survival on our changing planet. This series hosted by a nationally recognized wildlife authority, Peter Groves, Saving the Wild, highlights the importance of protecting the wild kingdom. So, Brad, just let me know when you're ready to fire that up, and we'll... Okay, go ahead, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network feature. We're back with you, and this is the Independent Lifestyle News Network, and we're going to be talking about skilling plus education in the workforce, how students and job seekers can learn the right skills for new careers. And we're going to be talking with a top executive to learn more about how IBM is tackling the digital skills gap with a commitment to skill 30 million people by 2030. What an ambitious goal. And here to tell us all about it is the IBM VP and Global Head of Corporate Social Responsibility, Justina Nixon Saintel. Justina, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, what does the jobs landscape look like for employer students and prospective employees these days?
Well, we've seen a widening skills gap over the years, and this has been exacerbated this year because of COVID. There are so many jobs that are going unfilled in the market today due to lack of qualified professionals, especially in the tech field. An example is the cybersecurity, where there are around 500,000 unfilled jobs. So this is really acute for employers, especially for STEM-related careers.
Exactly. Well, what are some of the ways schools and companies can help address these issues together?
Well, no one can do it alone. So you need government entities, you need corporations like IBM, you need nonprofit organizations as well who understand the needs of the populations that they support on the ground. So all of these different entities have to work together. So we work with public high schools, we work with community colleges, and we are continuing to expand our partnerships with nonprofits that focus on employment training and placement agencies. And that's the way that you're going to address these types of issues.
Well, Justine, I think it's appropriate to say thank you to IBM for helping learners and businesses. Unwrap that a little bit more and get a little bit more specific for our audience so they understand all the great work that IBM is doing on their behalf.
Yeah, so we made a commitment, you know, as you mentioned, to skill 30 million people by 2030 with a huge focus on under-resourced, underrepresented groups. And we have a number of initiatives that support our commitment. The first is Skills Build. Anyone can access the content on skillsbuild.org, but it's really a program that provides free access to over 1,000 courses in the tech field, like cybersecurity, data analytics, artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and blockchain. But it also provides access to those softer workplace skills, such as creativity, collaboration, presentation skills, because we know those are extremely important to be successful in the workplace. And we provide badges and credentials for those who master the material so that they can be successful as they look for employment. We also have a program, P-Tech. Oh, yes.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so P-Tech is a program that IBM launched in 2011. We're actually in our 10th year of P-Tech, and P-Tech provides a free high school and associate's degree to students. And this is a way that we're able to prepare young people, especially in very disadvantaged areas, and make sure that they are ready for jobs, for meaningful jobs. So we provide not just the associate's degree for free, but also workplace learning opportunities and internships as well. So those are the types of programs that are supporting our 30 million commitment.
Wow, that's incredible. Justina Nixon-Saintel is the IBM VP and global head, drives strategic, socially responsible programmatic investments that enable IBM's technology and talent to address some of society's biggest challenges worldwide. As we wrap things up, where can they go for more information, Justina?
Skillsbuild.org. That's skillsbuild.org.
We're back with you, and yes. No? Okay. Well, that's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day. Don't forget, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there for your, you know, fun and frivolity. And by all means, download any of your particular interest interviews. They're yours for the taking, absolutely free, because we're givers. No charge and no payment necessary. Take it, enjoy, and share it with your friends and neighbors. And we'll see you mañana as usual, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on BillMartinezLive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters I...